food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
It's taken a while, but now sprouted grains are in. I mean, they're in breads, they're in salads, they're in restaurants. They're everywhere now. What's the big deal? Well, let's find out from our guest, Cynthia Harriman. She's Director of Food and Nutrition Strategies at Old Ways Preservation Trust. Thanks for joining us in our Family Food Kitchen today, Cynthia. And now that we've all adapted to choosing whole grains over what we used to eat before that, now we're looking at sprouted grains because they're showing up on the scene everywhere. What are sprouted grains, really?
It is the next step up from whole grains, as you implied there. You have to have a whole grain to start with in order to sprout it. If you've taken it apart and refined it and taken the good parts out, it can't start growing into a plant. And that's what a sprouted grain is. It's a grain that's started growing, so it's got a little tiny sprout, no longer than the original seed. And there are certain changes that are taking place as that grain sprouts because of the sprouting process. If I can take just a minute longer to explain that, what happens when you have a seed is that it's a wonderful way of holding all of the potential of a new plant in a nice little storage locker until you're ready to grow a new plant. But that means that some of its nutrients aren't as easily accessible as they are when it started to open up to get ready to sprout. So that's one reason why sprouted grains are healthier.
Wow, it's an interesting process that I guess has been going on for, you know, what, thousands of years, that the Asians have been onto this way longer than we have and have reached the benefits. But why are they so hot right now?
Well, I think they're hot right now because we've learned a lot about how to sprout grains well and intentionally. The way they were sprouted in the past is, oh, I harvested the grain from my field and it rained before I got it into my barn, and when I put it in the corner, it was a little too wet and it started to sprout. Oops. So it wasn't always a good thing. A grain that is sprouted a little is very good, but usually grains sprout because they have been subjected to moisture and temperature. And we all know from things we've left on our kitchen counter and forgotten accidentally that things that are left out in the heat and get moist aren't really good for us in general. So if you let a grain sprout uncontrolled, it can pick up bacteria which like to hang around in wet, hot places. So what we have learned in the food business now is that if you sprout it just that little bit under carefully controlled temperature and moisture conditions and then stop that sprouting dead in its tracks, so you've got all the benefits of the grain starting to open up, but none of the downside of uncontrolled, unmonitored sprouting, you've hit that sweet spot.
Ooh, that sounds pretty awesome. And I think a lot of people out there that maybe haven't tried sprouted grains are wondering, what can they expect taste-wise when compared to the regular grains? And, you know, are they going to the store and buying these grains, or are they sprouting them at home?
They're generally buying them, and I realized just a minute ago I said that's the sweet spot, and I think that was sort of a preview of coming attractions. Sprouted grains do tend to be slightly sweeter than non-sprouted grains. Again, it's because of this transformation process that's starting to take place. Some of the starches in the grain are starting to change to natural sugars, and that makes that sprouted grain just a little bit sweeter than it might be. I eat sprouted brown rice all the time, and it's got a great nutty, slightly sweet taste that's quite addictive. I do buy that sprouted brown rice at the store. I don't try to sprout it on my windowsill.
When you say you eat sprouted brown rice, mm-hmm. are you buying it slightly sprouted and you just spoon it into your mouth? Or help us out. How do you use
it? I'm cooking it. I buy it just like I'd buy any other brown rice. It's dried. It's in, you know, it's undergone that carefully controlled process and then dried, so it stopped sprouting. And it's in a bag or a box just like any other brown rice would be. And I bring it home and I cook it similarly to how I would cook any other brown rice, except it cooks a little quicker too, again, because it started to open up and it doesn't have this kind of defense against the world that is one reason why some whole grains take a while to cook, because it takes a while for the water to penetrate, but it's easier with sprouted grains.
Sounds delicious. I'm going to have to open my mind to a whole nother thought of of super nourishing our bodies in a way that tastes great. I love the fact they're just slightly sweeter, mm-hmm. so that it's going to attract a lot of our attention, because even though we know sugar's not great for us, if something is naturally slightly sweet, let's go for it. Okay, how about texture? Mm-hmm. If sprouted grains are in bread, does that change the texture of the bread, or what does it do to texture? And help us out with that.
Well, that depends. Your question about, you know, what does that rice look like and what do you do with it, was a good one. As I said, more often today, the process is to sprout it and then to dry it, and then it's going to act like familiar grains, whether you're cooking your sprouted brown rice in a pan or whether you're then taking that dried sprouted grain and you're milling it into flour if you're a miller. You just create a flour and then you use that flour to make a bread, and the bread has a wonderful texture. And in fact, I talked to a major bread company that's been experimenting with this, and they said that usually with whole grain breads, they find they have to add extra vital wheat gluten to get the bread to rise well, the way people expect a loaf to rise. But they don't have to with the sprouted grain flour.
Wow.
It rises up higher, and also they don't need to add extra sugar.
That's huge.
Wow, that's really
a huge
cool.
benefit.
Yeah.
And then it actually rises up quicker, too. So, you know, there's so many things that the healthier version is harder for the processors to make into food, so they don't do it. And I'm going, wow, yes, for once, the healthier version is even easier for the food manufacturers, so let's all do it.
Yeah, that sounds pretty awesome, because it makes it easier. And like you mentioned, the fact that it's sprouting, then it makes it so the nutrients are more bioavailable, I guess, for us to digest. I wanted to focus back on some of the health benefits, mm-hmm. just so to give people an extra reason to try these. So can you touch on that again for us?
Absolutely. The first benefit is what I said before, that sprouted grains are always whole grains. So we have all the benefits that we have when we have whole grain instead of refined grain, 2 to 3 times higher amounts of 2 dozen or more nutrients, sometimes even more, 5 times the magnesium, 4 times the fiber, things like that. So we start there saying, great, we get all the benefits of whole grain, but then it kicks up a notch to the next step when you sprout it. Some nutritional elements increase even further. The fiber increases further. Folate, which we know we all need, has been important in decreasing birth defects and has many other important benefits. Antioxidants increase. And interestingly, although I don't buy into this, you know, gluten is going to kill us all hysteria that's out there, gluten proteins decrease, and yet we still get higher loaf volume. Vitamin C increases. Vitamin C is actually negligible in most grains, but it is very present in growing plants, so that's why we get vitamin C when we sprout the grain, too.
Very cool. So you mentioned rice, that you do brown rice.
Mm-hmm.
What other kind of grains are we seeing more and more available for us to purchase there, and products with these sprouted grains that we should be looking for to try?
It's really interesting. We, our Old Ways organization, the Whole Grains Council, which I work with, has a whole grain stamp that we put on products, and right now in our database there are 226 sprouted grain products that have been approved to use the whole grain stamp. About a quarter of them are breads, and then they fall into other categories, cereals, pastas, all kinds of things. If I look at specific sprouted kamut bread, sprouted ancient grain burger buns, sprouted grain flax cereal, snacks, sprouted whole grain pretzels, all kinds of things in all kinds of categories. And, of course, plain grains and flours of all kinds. And we even have a mail order directory on our website if people need to have ideas of where to find whole grains, sprouted whole grains.
That's great, Cynthia. Yeah, let's send everybody to your website. That's www.oldwayspt.org. And that's where you find all those awesome information Cynthia was talking about, and even some recipes. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Remember, you can always listen to us on Radio MD. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.